Well, I guess Christmas and birthdays aren't the only time for kids to be getting gifts. A new survey found there are 11 other occasions when parents usually give presents to children. They include Easter, Halloween, for winning an award, their sibling's birthday, getting over an illness, and braving a trip to the dentist. Did you get gifts for all those things back when you were a kid?
For like Easter and Valentine's Day, I usually get a little something.
Yeah.
But
trip to the dentist?
No, not so much.
I didn't get rewarded for that at all.
Well, you know, a lot of you are probably going to go out, if you haven't already, and got your Christmas tree up, because yes, December will be here this weekend, so you want it up for the month of December. And if you go buy a Christmas tree this weekend, make sure you take your time tying it to the roof of your car, because if you don't, it's going to turn into a deadly green festive missile. According to researchers in Germany, if your tree shoots off the roof of your car, it flies like a rocket and packs enough force to cause massive damage to other cars, even if you're driving pretty slowly. So make sure you got them strapped on real tight.
I think you used deadly and festive in the same sentence there.
I did.
A security researcher figured out a way to build a gun just outside of the stuff you can buy at the airport. That's, you know, once you get past the security, even though you should never do this, he made it to show the potential danger that's out there. It was made of magazines, dental floss, a refrigerator magnet, a hairdryer, Axe body spray, batteries, and condoms. Then he was able to use that gun and shoot his pocket change through an over an inch thick drywall.
Wow, kind of scary, that's, isn't yes, it? That's yeah. scary. Now I really don't want to fly anywhere anytime soon. Movies always come out, you know, on Wednesday night before Thanksgiving, because a lot of people are having a long weekend. So the new movies that are going to be in theaters this weekend, Frozen, really want to see this movie. It's the latest animated Disney movie, follows two sisters who are princesses. Older one has the magical ability to freeze things, but she accidentally causes an eternal winter. Then her younger sister, voiced by Kristen Bell, she takes off on a journey to save her sister and their frozen kingdom. It's based on the Hans Christian Andersen fairy tale, The Snow Queen. Homefront is opening. Jason Statham plays a former DEA agent who moves to a small town with his young daughter, but when she decks a schoolyard bully, the boy's meth-dealing uncle figures out he's a cop and decides to make it personal. James Franco plays the meth dealer. Kate Bosworth is the bully's mom. Winona Ryder is Franco's girlfriend, and the movie was written by Sylvester Stallone. And also Black Nativity. It's a holiday musical where Jennifer Hudson plays a working mom who can't take care of her teenage son, so she sends him to live with a Reverend Forrest Whitaker and his wife Angela Bassett. Tyrese, Nas, and Mary J. Blige all round out the cast. So those are the three movies you can check out this weekend, but I'm still predicting that the Hunger Games Catching Fire will take
still do
the,
pretty well.
That's going to be
Frozen's
number one.
Gonna, yeah, we'll have
Frozen
Fire
do,
and Frozen.
Yep,
that's going to be big at the
happen.
Box office this
fire
weekend.
Fire and Ice.
People aren't flicking out as many cigarette butts out of windows anymore. That's good news for the environment. However, apparently they're throwing e-cigarette cartridges out, and those puncture your tires. So,
oh.
There you go. Stack of Leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.